What do you call a hard thing in the middle of a cherry? When you bite into it? The hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A seed.
Okay. And how about the same thing that's in a peach?
Well, they do call it a kernel, I think.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
The peach,
there are two kinds, and some of the meat comes loose easily, and some it doesn't.
A clean seed, I believe.
Okay. And what about the one that comes apart?
Clean seed.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Okay. And how about beans that do have to be shelled?
Have beans that's shelled is not dry.
Uh-huh.
You'll have dried beans in the winter, in the store. I don't know no name for that. Just shelled beans, that's all I know.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people can eat?
Salmon.
What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and you eat it with your hands?
Roasting it is.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground? Do you have chipmunks or grannies or ground squirrels here?
Well, I thought about the ground squirrel. I hadn't seen the ground squirrel in the direction here, and that's when I come here and I really didn't have a time to get rid of them. Little mice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Everybody lived
here. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
What'd you say?
It's a little animal, and it's black, and it has a white stripe in its back, and it smells bad.
We've always said polecat, but it's another name for it, too. I can't think of what it is.
Have you ever heard it called a civet cat?
A what?
A civet cat or a skunk?
It seemed like it's another name for it, but I don't know.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it just hops along the ground? And some of them live on the water and some of them live on land. Live in the water.
In how? In frog, are
we? Okay. Well, now what would you call the one that lives in the water? Would you call it anything special?
Call it what?
Would you call the one that lives in the water anything special?
Well, I think that'd be a bullfrog.
Okay. And what about the one that lives on the land?
Toad frog,
what do you call a small frog that lives up in trees and it makes a chirping noise? Little tiny ones.
I kind of know the name of that, and I'm not.
Okay.
We have what we call a rain crow, but that's a bird.
I don't know.
There's something that I've heard folks say, you hear that bird, it's a rain crow.
Uh-huh.
But that's not that what you're talking about. That what you're talking about is it's kind of a frog?
Yeah.